Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we spotlight the issues impacting our public schools all across New York and Pennsylvania with the good Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute in Houghton, New York, where the temperature topped in the 90s over the weekend. Ralph, welcome to summer, sir.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad it's here.
That shouldn't be too much of a distraction for the kids at school, I'm sure, that nice weather as we head down the home stretch. But we want to start, you know, it's been almost a week now since the big school budget, school board vote in New York. Your thoughts on how those races went now that the dust has sort of settled there?
Well, I have a bunch of observations. One is that 99% of the budgets passed in the state.
Yeah.
Also, in 675 districts, there were school board elections. And interestingly enough, where we have charted before, that in over 50% of the districts, there were the same number of candidates as there were openings. That was not the case this year, although we don't have the final numbers. There was a huge increase in the number of candidates in many, many districts. And some observations about that, the influence of the teachers union was very much the case. You could just see that in the elections. And I have to tell you, I was really disappointed in the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle, where they had a headline that said parental involvement candidates were defeated. I don't think that's true at all. I think there's a real movement to get people who care about parental involvement involved. And I just encourage anybody that did run this year and didn't make it, give it another try. Sometimes it takes more than one try to be successful.
That's true. And again, you have a wonderful website. And if you are thinking about doing something like that, you have steps to help people through that process. I mean, we'll give that website at the end, Ralph. But just a quick couple other issues. There's an honors program that was recently canceled in Barrington, Rhode Island, in the name of education equity. Are you concerned, Ralph, that the removal of these advanced courses will cultivate mediocrity in our schools?
I really am concerned about that. You know, there's been an ongoing movement now for several years that everybody deserves a trophy. The whole thrust of this, I don't understand educational equity. And, you know, to cut out an honors program, this has been happening all over the country. Because they want to eliminate distinctions, they're just cutting those programs. And I think it's a tragedy.
And then in Florida, the governor, Ron DeSantis, who is the name that's in the news a lot, he signed a law recently that will require schools beginning this fall to teach about the dangers of communism. You know, we hear terms like democratic socialism, even in this country. DeSantis also wants schools to teach about the victims of this repressive form of government. Good idea, in your opinion, or is this indoctrination?
Well, it may be indoctrination, but in my opinion, it's the right kind of indoctrination. I've had enough of democratic socialism, and it's not only at our shore, it's in our country. And we need to do what we can to begin to make people aware of that, with the ideas of the dangers of communism, and recognize the plight of people who've been exposed to communism.
Finally, we'll go to Missouri, where the Missouri School Boards Association has now approved a policy in nearly 70 school districts. Teachers can hide their private conversations with students from those students' parents. This would also apply to counselors. They do not have to disclose the content of those conversations. Is this dangerous, in your opinion?
It really is a dangerous thing to do. I mean, there are times, obviously, when students confide in teachers and counselors, but to purposefully hide that material from parents, I think, again, is just a tragedy of the way we're headed. This happened a few years ago in colleges, where parents pay the bill but the colleges can't release the grades to their parents. And again, I think this and many other things are just a slippery slope to places where we don't want to be.
Yeah, and you wonder why the parents are in such an uproar when you see stories like that to say, hey, don't play in our sandbox, moms and dads. We'll keep an eye on that story for sure. If you want more information on these topics that we've discussed today, or perhaps maybe, hey, I may run for school board next year. You got some time to think it over. And Ralph, you got a wonderful website where folks can go and learn more. What is that, if you would?
Thank you. We do, Bob. It's just simply whyrun.org, whyrun.org.